Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hear from Alex Jones coming up. I'm simmering down right now, trying to decide what to do. I just can't even believe this, folks. And I'm going to be able to focus and get to this news probably in about 30 minutes after Alex Jones comes back. And I just don't even know where to go. Do I show how all this hysteria about the hospitals, like I could roll clip 4 for B-roll. New Orleans, which is a hotbed of the coronavirus, they set up like an emergency, like FEMA-type camp system. It's empty, folks. There's nobody there. And again, I'm not even saying it's all fake. I'm not even saying people aren't getting sick. Obviously, people are getting sick, but it's just like they keep building up this hysteria, and it's nowhere to be found. We did a whole... There was a whole trend on Twitter, film your hospital. Everybody went to their local hospitals. Nobody can find a panic. I went to 2 hospitals here in Austin where they allegedly have coronavirus patients. No panic, nothing. People are getting laid off. Doctors told they can't wear masks around the hospital. Can't, I mean, what? This is unbelievable, man. I mean, it's like, how do you get Americans to see what it is we're actually dealing with? Yeah, there's the story at Infowars.com where they have this video that they're showing on the news treating coronavirus patients. It's a dummy. It's not even a real person. Remember CBS? Remember CBS showing the footage from Italy claiming it was New York? Fake. They knew that was fake. Hell, I'm even doubting the footage from Italy was real. I doubt them all. I think they're all liars. I just can't even believe that this is what we're going through right now. But you know what? Here's what it is. This is what we have to understand. This is what we need the president to understand. And I just don't know. It may be too late for him to get this. This isn't an insult. I'm just calling it as it is, folks. President Trump has, what do we have now, guys? Like 200 days till the election? 6 months or something? So President Trump has till November, pretty much, to save this country. But it's not President Trump. It's us, too. But President Trump is the leader. He's the figurehead. And so it really comes down to whether he goes along with this shutdown quarantine, or if he finally bucks it and calls it for what it really is worldwide and points the finger to the man-made virus lab in Wuhan. And I mean, can I get an investigation of Bill Gates? I mean, is that so much to ask? Hi, I'm Bill Gates. I create and kill viruses. Oh, really? Oh, please, can't wait to get your vaccine. I mean, everywhere the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation goes, major outbreak of disease, and then the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation comes in and swaps it up with a vaccine. I mean, are you that stupid? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We really are. I don't know, folks. I just, the fact that we still fall for this crap is unbelievable. But it's the TV, folks. The TV runs your life. Do you get that now? Literally, the TV is your master. The television is the president of the United States. The television is the leader of the world. Whatever the TV tells you to do, whatever the TV tells you to be afraid of, whatever the TV dictates reality is, we buy it. Even though it's all fake. It's all corporate controlled. It's all to make you a slave. It's now more obvious than ever.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out, still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off. The clock is ticking. Never stops. Your destiny, our destinies are all intertwined. So many people tune into the show and they think that it's just one more ideology, one more movement out there, another school of thought, and it's not. Our broadcast is the most real politic transmission to ever exist. The guest, the callers, the analysis, everything we do has chronicled who the major players on the planet are and what their ideologies are. And then I simply point out we should have a pro-human ideology. We should have a movement of the public becoming aware of the infrastructure and the social engineering going on the planet so that we can all be part of that debate and not just see the post-human era brought in by stealth. And the work we've done at InfoWars has already launched nationalist and populist movements worldwide. You, the audience of activists, have done that, and we cannot overstate the importance of this transmission and the fact that we're still on air. Almost everyone else now has been censored into oblivion or to the little local TV and radio stations that they're still on. I was on a fellow's show today who once was syndicated across the country and was as big as Howard Stern. And he's on one radio station and one TV station. And he's very popular where he's at. But none of the articles or videos or posts he gets out can be seen. They're all shadow banned. Well, if we the people realize that's happening with big tech, and every day realize it's a fight, it's a war, it's an adventure to, by word of mouth, share information via email and text messaging, face-to-face, we can overdrive and override this entire system. And we better do it now because the globalists have been behind, but now they're accelerating their whole program for forced inoculation and the sterilants that are in those vaccines on record and the loss of immune system function you get with every vaccine you take. That's a undisputed fact. So today I wanted to just remind all of you that listen how really important you are and the fact that you resonate with the truth and the fact that you're aware of what's going on means that you've really have a responsibility because of how you were brought up, what you saw, what you learned, the experiences you had, to try to warn others. And look, I know you're doing that, but you really have to do it. And you shouldn't be arrogant about it, but you should be very, very confident in it. Because we've been proven right about the New World Order and the human animal clones and the Satanism of the globalists and the human sacrifice and the pedophilia. Yeah, I know 25 years ago it was scary to hear stuff like that. I didn't believe it when I first heard Ted Gunderson, high-level FBI agent, exposing it, but he had the proof. And all these years later, it turns out it was worse than he was even saying. I remember Ted Gunderson, he used to come on the show, and he'd just rattle this and that and talk about this and that and how they caught him devil-worshipping here and human-sacrificing there and they took over a whole town here and how they infiltrated the Pentagon and how they had... And I'm thinking, this is just... But once you get all that knowledge, It's like an Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the original 1950s that's, you know, based in Bakersfield. And he gets out of the town that's been taken over, and he's running towards the highway. He climbs up the back of an army truck, and it's full of the pods. I'm using that as an analogy. And he goes, "Oh my God, they're everywhere. You're in danger. Help, help, help." That's how the movie almost ends. Then it cuts to him going into a doctor's office. He's a doctor. They listen to him. They believe him. And they say, "Let's call the governor's office. Let's do something. Let's stop this." And then you don't know if we ever stop the alien takeover. Well, this is a takeover of evil, a spiritual takeover. But in the movie, the doctor's like, "You got to listen to me. I'm telling you, I was just in the town. It all happened. And then now there's army trucks rolling in with more of them. They've taken over the army." And it's the same thing that once you know this, people say, "Why are you so excited?" Because I could talk for 10 hours and tell you just about the current stuff that's happening. Just last night, we got another call from a source who was dead on about the California lockdowns of the day from law enforcement. I made some calls. They said, yeah, they're looking in the next 2 weeks to announce, don't go to the grocery store. Don't go to even the pharmacy. Get it all now. Don't leave for 2 weeks. So they're just clamping down, clamping down, clamping down. And then sure enough, I'm on this radio show this morning. I'll just say it, in Chicago. And he goes, "Did you see where the White House, where Fauci's now saying it?" And so as I was on that show driving into work, I got in the office and pulled it up. And sure enough, they're already getting everybody ready. Like, oh, maybe you shouldn't go to the bank or go to the store or go to the pharmacy. But, you know, once every few weeks, you need to stay in. They're already pre-programming for that. And you just see the news is closing. So we're going to go to break. More Bowen Schroyer coming up. And I want to air this four-minute clip of the head scientist at the WHO and others from back in December saying that the vaccines are hurting people. There's been a cover-up. The front line of doctors is wobbly. The adjuvants are causing problems. So you can understand how serious all of this is and how they're not studying the vaccines. And now this is the ultimate medical tyranny now. We let them abort all the kids. And now, ladies and gentlemen, now they're coming for our health as well. All right, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, tomorrow's is today. Please, let everyone you know, do it daily. This is an InfoWar. You are beyond essential. God bless you. Here's the UN report.
We really don't have very good safety monitoring systems in many countries, and this adds to the miscommunication and the misapprehensions because we're not able to give clear-cut answers when people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to a particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media. One should be able to give a very factual account of what exactly has happened and what the cause of deaths are. But in most cases, there's some obfuscation at that level, and therefore there's less and less trust.
The first accusation is it is the adjuvant. And yet, without adjuvants, we are not going to have the next generation of vaccines. And many of the vaccines that we do have, ranging from tetanus through to HPV, require adjuvants in order for them to work. When we add an adjuvant, it's because it is essential. We do not add adjuvants to vaccines because we want to do so. But when we add them, it adds to the complexity. And I give courses every year on how do you develop vaccines, how do you make vaccines. And the first lesson is, while you're making your vaccine, if you can avoid using an adjuvant, please do so.
It seems to me that adjuvants multiply the immunogenicity of the antigens that they are added to, and that is their intention. It seems to me they multiply the reactogenicity in many instances, and therefore it seems to me that it is not unexpected if they multiply the incidence of adverse reactions that are associated with the antigen but may not have been detected through lack of statistical power in the original study.
The major health concern which we are seeing are accusations of long-term effects.
It's also the subject population that you administer the adjuvant to, because we've seen data presented to us where an adjuvant, a particular adjuvant added to a vaccine antigen, did really nothing when administered to a certain population, and it's usually the elderly, you know, compared to administering the same formulation to younger age strata. So these are things which need to be considered as well and further complicate safety and effectiveness evaluation of adjuvants combined with vaccine antigens.
I cast back my mind to our situation in Nigeria, where at 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 14 weeks, a child is being given different antigens from different companies. And these vaccines have different adjuvants, different preservatives, and so on. Something crosses my mind. Is there a possibility of these adjuvants, preservatives, cross-reacting amongst themselves? Have there ever been a study on the possibility of cross-reactions from the panel members that you can share the experience with us?
We have a very wobbly health professional front line that is starting to question vaccines and the safety of vaccines. When the frontline professionals are starting to question, or they don't feel like they have enough confidence about the safety to stand up to it, to the person asking them the questions. I mean, most medical school curriculums, even nursing curriculums, I mean, in medical school, you're lucky if you have a half day on vaccines, never mind keeping up to...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You want to put the world into tyranny? Step one, worldwide fear and panic. Drive it home with consistent messaging. Step one is complete. You want to know step two for global tyranny? Well, let's go to the head of the St. Louis Federal Reserve and find out.
That this global economy is going to look the same on the other side of this pandemic? Are those jobs actually going to exist for people to go back to?
You know, I have good news for you, Margaret, because there is a solution using available technology today to fix the economic part of this problem. The solution is universal testing. What you want is every single person to get tested every day, and then they would wear a badge like they would at a after they voted or something like that to show that they've been tested. This would immediately sort out who's been infected and who hasn't been infected. That would help the healthcare sector. But it would also help the economy because we could interact with each other with a lot of confidence.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You're seeing phase two of global tyranny being rolled out right in front of you. Forced vaccinations, forced tests. Digital tracking, that's what the 5G is for, which is probably making this virus outbreak worse, if not causing it altogether. And they just do it right in front of your face, but you're so scared, the fear driven into you by the television media, you're willing to give up all your freedoms for it. And I'm getting sick and damn tired of so-called patriots and influencers on social media going along with this. What happened to being a rough and tough, gritty American, land of the free, home of the brave? Are we just done with that? Did we just wake up one day and just decide we're just done with that? That's just, no, not our thing anymore? All right, I'm going to bear down here and just start to just rigorously go through these headlines to the best I can to put it all together for you. Here we go. UK ministers no longer discounting theory that COVID-19 leaks from Wuhan lab. Yeah, it's pretty much totally confirmed. And so this is a man-made bioweapon, and we're not being told the truth about it. And it came out of China, and we get no investigations. And China actually gets put on the UN Human Rights Abuses Board. That's just great, isn't it? Oh, yeah, by the way, still all the manufacturing and production, for 75% of the world is all coming out of China still, too. So that's nice. Don't forget about this, folks. Harvard professor among three charged with lying about Chinese government ties. Harvard professor working with man-made diseases. Charles Lieber from Harvard working with China. Oh, nothing to see there. China's disgusting profiteering from the coronavirus spread exposed. Yeah, total power grab from China. Their social credit score. Digital control grid being implemented worldwide using Google's Dragonfly to do it. That story's at InfoWars.com. Here it is. China joins UN Human Rights Council despite ongoing abuses. Yeah, you know, they just lock you up and throw you in a cage if you believe in God, and they'll, sell your organs for organ harvesting if they can, and, you know, who knows what all this stuff. They're making weapons and Wuhan bioweapons that leak out and infect the global pandemic. But, hey, you know, China, put them on the UN Board for Human Rights Abortions. Story, InfoWars.com from Jamie White. Video shows hospital using dummies in ER for coronavirus footage. So they're all faking the footage, folks. It's like they do this whole hospital war game thing. You go to your local hospital, it's a dead ghost town. They set up a whole FEMA camp set up in New Orleans. Literally not even a soul there. Journalists threatened and detained as countries on multiple continents restrict coronavirus coverage. Yeah, they don't want you to go to the hospital and film. They don't want you to show the fake news. They don't want you to show how it's all a big hysteria fest. And by the way, folks, you need to understand this at a base level. And believe me, I don't like saying this. I don't like knowing this. But this is something that is tough and a burden that we just have to accept, folks. The average Trump-hating Democrat is so committed to their hatred for Trump, they will lie about anything, folks. They will stage anything, lie about anything, do anything. Yes, that goes from the top of the power structure, like the Obama administration and all the illegal treason that they engaged in. And it even goes to the bottom, in the middle, with the Jussie Smollett's faking hate crimes. But it also goes to the very bottom, folks. People in the healthcare industry, people in the news media, people in all of it, they're all lying, they're all faking, they're all engaging in all of this to get Trump. Believe that. Realize that. You know that's the case. These are deranged people. The coronavirus pandemic will forever alter the world order. Wall Street Journal. Who wrote that, I wonder? Henry Kissinger. Oh, yes. Oh, but nothing to see here with Henry Kissinger, who's been, you know, promoting a one world government, a new world order for decades, telling you, yep, this is the pandemic to change the world forever. They're telling you. Do you understand? They're literally telling you what they've done. Hey, we released a bioweapon out of China. Hey, we made sure that we lied about it so that a global pandemic would happen. Oh, well, guess what? Now you lose all your rights, and now the world is going under a one-world tyranny system thanks to China and the communists and the American media. And now Henry Kissinger has told you all of it in the Wall Street Journal. Isn't that nice of him? I mean, you gotta be, that's nice of Henry Kissinger to tell us that. Thank you, Henry. L.A. Times, coronavirus outbreak will change America forever. See, they're just hammering that home, just telling you to accept it. Yeah, after the coronavirus, you don't get to be free. After the coronavirus, you get no medical freedom. After the coronavirus, well, the government just decides when you can breathe air or leave your front door or get on the internet or anything. You just have to accept it. You don't get a choice. You're not an American anymore. You're a slave. Gorbachev, time to revise the entire global agenda. I mean, folks, they're telling you. AP News, after virus, how will Americans' view of the world change? They are telling you, folks. They're broadcasting the message, and they're hoping you receive it because that gives them cover when they kill you. I mean, it's like, you know. Let's move on. I won't have time for this, Dax. Let me go over here. Japanese leader declares state of emergency as coronavirus spreads. Complete collapse of economy ahead as Africa faces virus. They haven't really had an outbreak yet. They also have no 5G. So we'll monitor that. Bodies of COVID-19 victims pile up in streets of Ecuador. Again, though, I mean, who knows? Is this normally happening in Ecuador? It's like, then you could pull videos out of Venezuela of people dead in the streets and say, see, it's coronavirus. And people wouldn't even know the difference. They're just starving because of communism. France turns to speedy trains to catch up in virus response. Like sheep for slaughter, American airline flight attendants speak out. But wait, how come flight attendants and people on airplanes haven't been totally stricken and devastated by this? Have you noticed that? You'd think that would be the first industry hit, but it still hasn't been, so something doesn't add up there. U.S. wasted months before preparing for virus pandemic. Again, it's all about blaming Trump, even though this was all Fauci. Fauci said in 2017 that this was coming, and he did nothing. He did nothing. But yeah, blame Trump. Oh, and by the way, those months, those quote-unquote wasted months, what were we doing? We were dealing with fake Russian collusion, fake Ukrainian quid pro quo, fake impeachment. So the Democrats are running all this fake garbage for 3 years against Trump while they knew a major viral outbreak was coming, and then they still blame Trump. These are demons.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of
last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here sitting in for Alex Jones, but Alex Jones is in the house and he is looming, so we may be hearing from him. Look, I got to be honest with you, too, before I get into this news, and I got two segments to try to get it all out. Folks, look, it's like a punch-drunk situation up here half the time with me now, because, I mean, and same with Alex, it's like we can't get a break from this stuff, and it's just like... We can't, we see the propaganda, it's like having the glasses on full time, like in They Live. And it's just, I mean, honestly, if it wasn't for God's grace, I think I'd probably go insane. But the stir craziness, the shut-in problems, the punch drunk of it all, I mean, it really does wear on the soul, folks. And if you can't go into... suspended animation, it just becomes even harder to deal with. But let me try to just really focus without getting hysterical, without ranting and raving, and just really get into this news and try to tie it all together. And I'm going to need the help with the crew on this one right here. Coronavirus peak death rate will strike U.S. in 11 days when 2,600 people will die in 24 hours. So here's what I want the crew to do. Somebody back there, I want you to make a sticky note on this. So on April 16th, I want to come back, okay? And let's see if on April 16th, 2,600 people die in the United States as the models are predicting. Because I'm sick and damn tired of these models being 0% accurate. You understand that? Zero. 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 That's a 0% accuracy rate. 0% on the models. 0%. And we never call them out on it. They never get scolded for it. And they just keep bringing us new models for fear-mongering. Okay, so let's actually hold their feet to the fire on this one. Because I'm done. And I'm 100% fully committed. Reopen. And everyone has to decide this week. See, I'm already doing it, but I have to do it. Everyone has to decide this week, folks. And you can't go on like this anymore. No limbo. No tightrope walking. No halfway on the fence, halfway off, grass is greener on their side. No, this is the week. If you're in media, if you're in business, or if you're in the government, and you have any decision or influence upon whether the government reopens or the economy reopens or stays closed, you have to decide this week. Okay? I've decided, reopen the economy, reopen the sports leagues, reopen the bars, reopen the gyms, reopen America. I'm double, I'll triple, I'll quadruple down. And guess what? If a million Americans die from coronavirus because we reopen the economy, you're not going to put that on me. And I have no guilt, and I have no holds barred anymore. You're not going to do that to us. You're not going to hold us hostage. This is what they're doing right now. This is what they're doing. They're pointing a gun at our face, and they're saying, you better shut down. You better stay inside. You better quarantine. Otherwise, I'm going to pull this trigger, and you're going to get blamed for it. No. No, because you know what Americans do? They take the gun right back out, and they point it in the tyrant's face, and they say, you feeling lucky? So I'm telling you right now, anybody who is still hedging on whether or not the economy should remain open or not, anyone who's still hedging after this week is a coward and a fraud. And they deserve to be called out as such and treated as such because I'm damn sick and tired of it. So this is make or break, folks. This is make or break. I say reopen. Most Americans, 90% of Americans ready to reopen. Let's be real. And to those in media and the government that want to see America continue to shut down till May or June or August, or as Fauci says, forever, Anthony Fauci literally wants it shut down forever, folks. So does Bill Gates. They want it shut down forever until they can inject the needle into your ass. These sick freaks. These are not Americans. You think that's an American? That's a damn traitor. That's a damn traitor right there. There's another one. There's another damn traitor. This guy's beyond just a traitor to America. This guy's a traitor to humankind. This guy's a damn alien. You want to look at an alien invasion? Look at damn Bill Gates. Yeah, he built the windows so he could look into your soul, into your life, into your house. Why do you think it's called Windows? Why do you think when he merged with Apple, they had the logo of him taking a bite out of the apple? That's their evil, folks. They are Satan. Do you get it yet? They're going for the digital tracking grid. Okay, see, I'm already ranting and raving. Make or break this week. And all the people that want to see the economy continue to shut down, they have to start giving us numbers. When do we get to reopen? Give me a date. How many deaths? Give me the curve. Give me something. Quit giving me models and fear. It's time for answers. Let me continue. Mysterious heart damage, not just lung troubles, baffling COVID patients. Again, they're just attributing anything and everything to COVID now. Oh, you have a heart murmur. Must be coronavirus. Oh, you got a kidney stone. Must be coronavirus. Oh, it hurts when you pee. Must be coronavirus. Oh, you got a cramp in your calf. Must be coronavirus. Oh, it's literally everything. Amazon worker says dildos are not essential items as warehouse remains open. Dildos are not essential items. Well, you should tell that to Stelter's wife. 5G coronavirus conspiracy theory spurs rash of telecom tower arson fires. Now, look, I'm not encouraging violence or destruction of property. okay? But what are you going to do? People know the 5G is killing them. Okay? People know it's killing them. And what? We get nothing? We get no investigation? They just roll it out, force us down our throat? Why? Because it's all about the next generation of surveillance, folks. They have to have the 5G to track you and trace you in real time. And they're admitting it now. And I'll get to that. Representative Mark Green, China trying to force France onto Huawei 5G in exchange for masks. Do you understand that? So China creates a shortage of masks worldwide and then hoards them and then says, we'll give you masks if you take our 5G, which is the method of killing you, which is the method of spreading the virus. I mean, unbelievable. Wake up. The big question for sports, when will you feel safe around 20,000 strangers again? How about right now? How about reopen the sports leagues? The stadiums will be filled. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. You open up MLB baseball, sold out crowds tomorrow. You open up NHL hockey, sold out crowds tomorrow. Americans aren't living in fear, folks. Coughing tiger at Bronx Zoo tests positive for coronavirus. Neighbor calls lockdown police on family for weightlifting in their own front yard. Jack Murphy, I've reached out to him. We'll see if he can come on InfoWars. How dare you? See, because you're an American, you need to be henpecked into staying at home and sitting down and shutting up and watching Netflix and getting fat and lazy and unhappy on your couch like a good American. Video, shoppers tackle man spitting, coughing on grocery store produce. This is happening nationwide. This hysteria is driving people nuts. In Italy, going back to work may depend on having the right antibodies. So now you're going to get a blood test, and they're going to test your blood. And if you have the antibodies, then you can leave your house and go to work. Oh, nothing totalitarianism about that. No dystopian future about that. Coronavirus victims may be given passports so people know they have COVID-19. Oh, so now you get a little marker. Oh, it's like in Nazi Germany. That's nice. Yeah. Spanish government aims to roll out basic income soon. Also, they get their 5G total digital surveillance grid tracking and trace kits in real time all over the coronavirus. And now they get their basic income too. Oh, rolling out the government socialism communism structure too. Oh, isn't that nice? Oh, Louisiana church holds services to find coronavirus stay at home order. Good. We need more of them. Cops break up Brooklyn funeral for coronavirus victims as mourners ignore social distance. Yeah, how dare you have a funeral? How dare you have a birthday party or a funeral or anything? You need to just stay at home by yourself. Ankle monitors ordered for Kentucky residents refusing quarantine. Oh, yeah, that's right, folks. Total, like I said, I mean, who told you all this was coming? A reporter asked Trump why he hasn't closed all grocery stores. Yeah, because it doesn't add up. Is this the deadliest outbreak ever? Why is anything still open? Germany developing coronavirus tracking app. Once EU-wide system. Cops broadcast corona rap to make people stay inside. This is it, folks. The virus is not corona. It's tyranny. It's...
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property.
But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
I'm going to try to remain focused here, not get too hysterical, but it's kind of hard not to, considering what we're dealing with. But, you know, there's all these obvious questions that we're just, I guess, too afraid to ask, or we just don't bother asking because we know they won't be answered, and so we don't want to have this exercise of futility. But the numbers keep coming out, and what do they keep saying? This is from ABC News this morning. The United States has by far the highest national tally in the world, according to data compiled by the Centers for System Science and Engineering at Johns Hopkins University, who was also involved in Event 201 that, well, they literally practiced this whole thing back in October, but still couldn't figure it out. So they did the simulations, which, by the way, Bill Gates is doing television interview after television interview. After, look, folks, I monitor news and cable news and as much as about anyone on earth, I would imagine. I don't know how you could do it more. Bill Gates never does TV interviews. The fact that he's done about five in the last 2 weeks, I mean, come on. Come on, folks. But why is the United States leading the world in cases? Why? Why is nobody asking that? Why does the United States have the most cases? Is it because we have a lot of 5G? I mean, obviously China's lying. I mean, that goes without saying. But why do we have the most cases? Is it because we have the most 5G outside of China? Is it because we have the best testing and we're just testing the most people and so we know that? Is it because we're just assuming everyone that steps into a hospital with a cough or a broken toe has coronavirus? I think it's all of the above. Why? To get Trump, folks. It's not even to get Trump. It's to kill America. See, Trump is just not anti-American. Trump is actually American trying to be the U.S. president. The criminal cabal that's been behind the last, like, five presidents, the criminal cabal that killed JFK, the criminal cabal that launched it all, folks. They launched the fake wars. They launched it all. They killed, they've done everything. It's the same group, shadow group of people that now want a corporate government worldwide. Why is the United States leading the world in cases? Why is nobody calling out China for lying? Because it's not about the truth. It's not about stopping the virus. It's not about saving humanity from a virus. It's about killing America. That's what it's about. Fauci and Birx, who, by the way, Patrick Howley was on. Patrick Howley was on InfoWars yesterday breaking this down. Birx, her medical license is expired. So what in the hell is she doing? Fauci and Birx both have big money, Bill Gates conflicts of interest. Yeah, Fauci and Bill Gates are like tied at the hip, folks. When will somebody investigate Bill Gates? Bill Gates calls coronavirus pandemic a nightmare scenario but predicts lower death toll than Trump. Well, yeah, as long as he gets to inject you with his vaccines and make $1 billion. But it's not even, see, but this is the other thing. People keep casting this thing off like, come on, Owen, Bill Gates has hundreds of billions of dollars. He doesn't need to do this. He cares about people. Okay, A, when you, at a certain level of the top echelon of elite, folks, money is nothing. Money is like a fart in the wind. The real economy at that level is not money. It's power. It's influence. It's resources. It's cheese pizza. It's blackmail. That's the real economy. Money is just a digital number to them. It's all rigged. They don't give a damn about that. They don't peddle in money. They peddle in blackmail. They peddle in influence. They peddle in resources. Why do you think billionaires buy up failing publications like the New York Times? Because it's not about making money. It's about influence and power. Fauci's a total fraud. 7 years ago, cheers, hydroxychloroquine as a successful drug. Now he's skeptical. Inside the White House, blow up over hydroxychloroquine. Here's the answer. Fire Fauci. Get that rat swamp creature out of there. It's really that simple. I don't know why nobody else can seem to figure that out. Maybe it's all part of the plan. As Trump administration, okay, so now see, and here's where you get to the meat. As Trump administration debated travel restrictions, thousands streamed in from China. Well, who was telling Trump not to do that? It was the Democrats calling him racist. Remember that? And now they want to blame Trump? No, folks. Trump wanted to shut it all down. They wouldn't let him. And now they're blaming him for not doing it? I mean, he has to see through this. It's just like, Trump sees limit of his presidency in avoiding blame for virus. Again, so it's all about they spread it by telling him he's racist if he won't shut down the borders. They spread it by launching the 5G networks. They spread it by literally making it in a lab in China. And then it's all Trump's fault. Oh, yes. Oh. And then here we go. State Democrat representative wants Trump in front of The Hague for crimes against humanity. Now you have multiple Democrats and you have worldwide leaders saying Trump deserves to go to jail for spreading the coronavirus. But China, Charles Lieber, Bill Gates, and everything that they've done, no. No media will talk about that. No. No, you don't touch the almighty Bill Gates. You don't touch the almighty China that launched this virus and then lied about it and still is to this day. No. See, we set Trump up, we frame Trump, and then we blame Trump, and then we use the media to hammer it home and drive the fear to blame Trump. and then we can defeat him in 2020. That's the plan with the fake election they're about to have. And so, look, I'm not the president, and I'm doing my role as a citizen here, but let me tell you something. If President Trump doesn't move against the deep state and we don't see 10, 20, 30, 100 arrests by November, he's done. And America's done. I hope people realize that. Because, again, he can build up the economy. That was great. They just crashed it, folks. It took him a week. They crashed the whole damn thing. They shut it down. 6 million people applied for unemployment in one day. That's a record. It's not even close. The second highest. All right. Now, here's a twist. Let me try to get into this one. Navy captain removed from carrier tests positive for coronavirus. Let me just hit these headlines and then tell you what's going on. Leaders back Navy firing of ship captain. Sailors cheered him. Well, maybe it was a political thing. Aboard the USS Roosevelt, sailors braced for the worst. Theodore Roosevelt captain followed in footsteps of ship's namesake by writing bombshell letter. Leaking to the media. CNN's Tapper grills Defense Secretary Esper on Trump attacking Navy captain who raised alarm on coronavirus outbreak. Biden says dismissal of aircraft carrier captain is close to criminal. Well, look at how they treated the military during the Obama years. U.S. expands Navy presence in Caribbean as military action against Maduro likely. Now, think about that, folks. As the Navy is actually engulfing on some serious missions in Central and South America, this Navy captain was leaking to the media that his entire carrier ship is basically in quarantine. He tried to dock without permission. He went through the command order. So the guy deserved to be removed from the ship. Just on out of the manual, basically. But there's something else going on here, folks. There is something else going on here. And I'll be honest. I knew something was going on here about over a week ago, and I didn't get into it because everybody I talked to, this was, for whatever reason, it was so sensitive, so fragile, I just decided not to. And then there's this whole weird thing with military people in the Navy. And it's like everybody just kind of craps on the Navy people. I'm not a military guy. I'm not involved with that. But so there's that angle, too, when I try to get like, oh, these Navy guys, they got their own thing going on, you know. But so what's going on here? Well, let's see. So Crozier, the captain who was relieved of duty, is, again, breaking chain of command, trying to dock without permission, and then leaking to the media that his aircraft carrier ship is basically inflicted and inoperable because of coronavirus. Okay, so he's relieved of duty for that and should have been. But then you have people saying, oh, he's a hero. He is a hero. By the way, this guy's a Democrat. Mm-hmm. Oh. He's a hero, they say. Okay, well, why? Well, he's stopping the spread of coronavirus. Well, what happened after he got relieved? 1,000 crew members of the carrier went out and cheered him and did what? Stood shoulder to shoulder, no gloves, no masks, were high-fiving, screaming and chanting and shouting, their spittle going everywhere, so they just spread coronavirus. So they just inflicted the entire ship with coronavirus thanks to this naval officer. So is he really a hero? I don't know.
Join me, George Dory, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
This